Living with the Enemy by Giles Brandreth and Nick Revel. Starring Nick Revel, Giles Brandreth and Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Goodbye!
Well, congratulations, Giles. She's gone. You've just lost me 200 quid a month.
Don't any of your clients have a sense of humour?
She's a vegan. Of course she doesn't have a sense of humour. And anyway, what was funny about that?
Well,
she comes out of an early morning shiatsu session, centred, relaxed, a little delicate, runs into you, ex-Tory MP, naked, but for fluorescent Bermuda shorts and a Bob the Builder PVC apron, frying sausages and making obscene single entendres about BAPS.
I'm sorry, Nick. I'll make it up to you.
How?
Well, something's bound to turn up.
Something's bound to turn up. It's like living with the love child of Mr. Micawber and Benny Hill.
Posters here. For you, Nick. War on Want, Oxfam, Amnesty International, Marconi Weapon Systems. Just kidding. And for you, Giles.
Thanks. Just leave it on the side. I'll look at the paper first.
Guardian?
I'd prefer the Daily Mail.
Too late. I have it.
That's another thing. Do we have to take the Daily Mail?
What is wrong with the Daily Mail?
Anyone who can say what is wrong with the Daily Mail with a straight face is clearly beyond help. But its propagandist drivel could corrupt Sophie's young mind.
Yes, already I'm become too stupid to be spoken to directly.
Anything interesting in the mail this morning?
Not really.
Anything corrupting your mind?
Don't think so. Just the usual stuff. Illegal immigrants sucking the lifeblood out of the nation by stealing jobs too low paid for British people to do. Baby kittens saved from drowning by Boy Scouts. And a lovely photo of Princess Diana.
You see, Nick, everyone knows the mail is just a bit of fun. In fact, Sophie, do give the paper to the nabob of negativity here. He needs cheering up.
Giles lost you another client.
Yes.
Not the Cumberland sausage routine again.
Yes. I shall have to cancel all my charity direct debits.
Oh, well, they say charity begins at home.
Meaning?
Nothing.
Are you in trouble financially, Sophie?
Not at all. Provided Nick lets me pay this month's rent next month.
What's the problem?
There was an emergency. I saw some shoes I had to have.
If you don't have enough money...
Let me stop you right there. Because I know what happens if you don't have enough money. It make you friggin' sick. It make you have to travel on the Piccadilly line in the rush hour. All those stinky people in cheap clothes pushing themselves up against you.
Oh, how ghastly. Sounds like a Lib Dem disco.
Well, actually, Sophie, you bring up a very interesting philosophical point there.
Do I?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, you see, the selfish anger you feel from your lack of means is ultimately down to the way that surplus value is controlled in a capitalist... What are you doing?
It's okay, I'm still listening. I just find I can concentrate better with cartoons on the TV and my back to you. Surplus value...
Well, to put it into a nutshell, all property is theft.
That is such a lovely line.
Yes, it is.
I've never really understood it, though. Could you explain?
Explain?
Yes, explain it.
Well, property is theft. The most famous quote of probably the most significant Belgian of all time.
Oh, Tintin!
Shut up.
Sorry. All property is theft.
Thank you.
You were about to tell us what it meant.
Yes. Well, it means what it says.
Yes?
That property is theft. In the sense that...
In the sense that the bourgeoisie control the means of production, but the proletariat who create the wealth are therefore being robbed of their rightful ownership of the wealth they create owing to the hegemony of those who perpetuate their control of that wealth with a codified justification of injustice and self-interest, otherwise known as bourgeois laws, which are in fact nothing but a spurious desecration of the term morality.
Well, that's basically it, in simple layman's terms, but well done, Sophie, good effort.
You're welcome. Oh, no! Wiley Coyote is going to get caught in the man trap! I knew it! Oh, and by the way, Nick, Proudhon was French, not Belgian.
So, according to this Frenchy Proudhon, if you buy something which comes from the money you've made out of someone else's labour, then you've stolen it from them.
Not only that, if you steal from those who own the property, that is in fact not a crime, but a revolutionary act.
So, how come you still charge me rent?
That's different.
How so?
Well,
good God! The bitch! My wife's cleaned me out! Does the woman know no shame? Look at this!
Elixir Medical Services, Harley Street.
£27,750!
Has she been very ill?
Are you being willfully stupid? She's had a full surgical makeover! Look at this! She must be getting the full immortality treatment! Monkey glands, collagen canapes, human sacrifice, flame of eternal youth, and all at my expense! I've paid for my wife to have new breasts, and I can't even cop a feel. How dare she treat me with such contempt?
I guess we'll never know. But you split up. Why did you keep a joint credit card?
It was for emergencies.
And for newly separated woman, new breasts is not an emergency? You men are so insensitive.
Yes, I'll rise above this. She can't hurt me anymore.
You think so? You have not read the Daily Mail yet.
Give me that paper. Oh, God.
Your wife has much richer friends than I imagined. That is an enormous yacht. Who is that man leaning over her?
I don't know.
It is not all bad news.
No?
No. The new breasts are magnificent. And her friend is clearly very caring. Look how he makes sure they do not get sunburned.
Oh.
This must really hurt.
Hurt? Of course not. I love working 18-hour days, taking all manner of demeaning, underpaid employment to cover alimony payments, which make the reparations imposed on Germany in 1919 look like chicken feed, all so that my wife can swan around the Mediterranean, cuckolding me in public with people who make Croesus look like a big issue salesman. I love my life! And with that, I depart to entertain the delegates of the National Pest Control Operatives Conference in Slough. Life is truly beautiful.
Well, I suppose it would have been a bad time to ask him for a loan.
You'll just have to economise.
I won't be able to go out.
Which means you'll be able to do extra shifts at the bar. See, you're getting the hang of this economising thing already. And remember, it's your week for the groceries.
But...
You've got to learn, Sophie. It's for your own good. See you later.
OK. You want me to economise? I will economise.
Good evening. Break out the best Darjeeling.
You're in an obnoxiously ebullient mood, even by your pantomime dame standards. You were virtually suicidal this morning.
To paraphrase Kingsley Amis, let a good review of your ex-wife ruin your breakfast, but don't let it ruin your life. I bounce back, Nick. That's the secret of my success. I have a plan.
A plan?
A plan which will wreak vengeance on my treacherous ex-wife, a way of making her suffer in pent-up rage for the rest of her existence.
You're going to remarry her?
A plan which will, more importantly, make up to you for the client I cost you through my natural exuberance and my irresponsible use of a Cumberland sausage. We are going to burgle my wife's house.
We are going to burgle your house?
Yes. And the beauty of it is, we won't be doing anything wrong.
Oh, really? The law doesn't apply to ex-ministers?
Well, since Iraq, I suppose you could argue that way. But I was thinking of your eloquent exposition of the Proudhon principle. Property is theft. The bourgeoisie are the real criminals. You'd be performing a revolutionary act. Plus, we'd be wiping the smug grin off that thieving harlot's face.
No.
And then there's the undoubted adrenaline rush. Look at it as a politically committed version of a bungee jump.
Sophie has prepared us a traditional dish from home, apparently.
Enjoy.
What is it?
Stale bread soaked in milk with boiled pigeon.
Pigeon? Are they in season?
No. They were on the window ledge and slow.
Great. You're not having any, Sophie?
There was not enough to go round. I will eat at the bar. Scraps from the customers' plates.
Oh, cut it out.
Cut out what?
You will not manage to blackmail us, Sophie.
Hmm. How is the food?
Very nice, thank you. I've eaten a lot worse than this on my travels. Spatchcocked rat in Sumatra, snake intestines in Cambodia, burger in a South Shields service station. You want some?
I'm too excited to eat. So, are you in?
No.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what kind of a revolutionary socialist are you? All mouth and no combat trousers, that's what. Comrades, how does Nick Reynolds make a Molotov cocktail? He can't, because he hasn't got the bottle. I thought you had more moral fibre.
I have lots of moral fibre. I just don't need to show it by burgling someone's house.
It's not burgling. It's helping me reclaim what's rightfully mine.
Yes, no burglary there at all. apart from the breaking and entering and the removal of possessions from someone else's house.
Sounds like burglary to me.
Thank you.
Don't take his side.
There does seem to be an inherent contradiction, though, Nick, between your professed philosophy and your choice in this case of action or non-action.
What?
The Jean-Paul Sartre you lent me?
Yes.
I know I only have a superficial grasp of the subject, but it just seems, from what I can understand of it, if you claim to be a revolutionary, here you are clearly acting in mauvaise foi.
Well, I'm not sure I entirely...
Or maybe, can I put it another way? You big pussy! You don't ever do nothing! Help the guy get his money back. I have to go to the bar to work extra shifts.
I'd just like to say you're doing an amazing job of educating that girl.
Oh, shut up. And phone for pizza. Morning, Sophie. What's all that stuff in the hall?
Just getting some things together to sell on eBay. Shoes I don't need. Some beautiful dresses. Priceless items of great sentimental value, that sort of thing.
You won't win this.
Win what? I am learning responsibility. I know you're doing this for me. It's tough love, I see that. Ah, and this amulet I can sell. My dead grandmother gave it to me when I was 3. Oh, and I have prepared a traditional African breakfast. What are you doing?
Just getting some more water.
This is your traditional African breakfast. Only the half glass. But you are lucky. There is some leftover pigeon.
Morning!
Giles, want some pigeon?
No, thanks. I'm still living on pure adrenaline. This burglary plan is opening up a whole new world to me. For example, I'd never been to Argos before.
Argos?
For the holdalls, for the swag. Swag. You see, I'm even using the jargon.
I don't want to be the one who is telling you this, but today, the Daily Mail is linking your wife romantically with a footballer.
Oh, God! That's tabloid speak for having drunken group sex with the underclass. Let me see. Oh, perfidy. I burn inside, but only with the fires of vengeance. To the car!
This is crazy. Wait.
No chance. Compared to me in a rage, Medea was a social worker.
Has it not occurred to you that if you take the thing she'll miss most, she'll know it was you?
She couldn't do anything about it, even if she knew for certain it was me, because such is her treacherous and dishonest nature, she has already claimed several £1,000 on the insurance for things that have already been stolen. It was an insurance scam.
And when was this?
Oh, some years ago when...
You were married to her?
Yes.
Although you had nothing to do with it.
Indeed not.
I suppose you are not interested in what else I am doing for extra money.
What?
I have an audition this afternoon.
Audition?
For a lap dancing club.
Oh, good for you, Sophie.
You don't object?
How could I? I might be a member. Bye.
Giles, wait.
And Nick, there is nothing you can do to say or stop me.
Sophie, even if I believed you, you're a grown-up. The person who needs parental supervision here is the one about to burgle his own house.
You would rather stop him going to jail than stop me from taking my clothes off for strangers?
Frankly, I think you could be a bit more inventive to make ends meet, but you do what you have to do. See you later. Giles, wait!
Do what I have to do.
You're coming, good man.
Only to stop you.
Action this day. According to the Daily Mail diary, Melissa will be back tomorrow. We've got to strike now. I still have the keys to the house. It'll be as easy as insider dealing.
What if she's changed the locks?
I know where the spare key is hidden. This is the plan. We enter, we immobilize the burglar alarm, we find the desired objects, we repair triumphant. I thought you could be Mr. White, and I'll be Mr. Pink.
Right, can I just say you've lost your mind?
To Richmond! To wage war on the bourgeoisie. I feel just like Madonna. Boop, boop, away.
Coming back here must bring up a whole bunch of different emotions, both positive and negative.
Yes.
Pain, bitterness, resentment, anger, humiliation, loss. Guess I was wrong about the positives.
Yes, all right, all right.
I mean, here's your wife living in the house that you bought, a huge, beautiful house, where she betrays you with all those lovers, men, women, individually, collectively, shreds your self-esteem and humiliates you in front of the whole country before her lawyers take you to the cleaners. Giles, you've just got to let it go and move on.
You prick. Now I'm more determined than ever. Let's go to work. Come on, round the back.
Yeah, okay. When we get inside, do you think I could use the toilet? I think that two-day-old London pigeon might have been a bit dodgy.
There's people in the garden next door.
How have I offended the gods of Providence that they excrete upon me with such abandon?
Don't talk about excreting.
Mr. Brandon.
Oh, Mr. Woodman, how nice to see you. I'm just popping round to water the houseplants while Melissa is away.
Really? She didn't mention it.
Well, she has a lot on her mind.
And on the rest of her, according to the pictures in the paper. Damn paparazzi, intrusive scum, and such vivid close-ups. Well, we're just in the middle of a garden party fundraiser for the Neighbourhood Watch.
How jolly well timed.
Pardon me?
How jolly well timed, I mean, given the latest crime figures, you know.
Who would you care to join us for a drink?
That would be lovely. We'll be around in a second.
Let's get out of here.
We can't. If we go, it'll look more suspicious. Besides, it's a sign of rehabilitation that they've asked me.
Rehabilitation?
Yes. They got a bit upset with me some years ago when Alan Clark came to a garden party.
Clark being his usual sleazy self, was he?
No, and therein precisely lay the problem. The good ladies of the committee were sorely disappointed he was so well behaved. A thwarted libido is a terrible monster, and the displacement activity was to hate me. Come on. Let's whet our appetite for burglary with a hobnob with the Batman and Robin of the leafy suburbs. Mr. Woodman, Mrs. Woodman, how nice to see you both.
The same.
May we just say, Mr. Brandon, how sorry we were to learn of your recent marital difficulties.
Thank you.
It must be very difficult seeing those pictures of her every day in the newspapers.
Well,
they referred to her today as the new Jordan.
Did they?
Now, why would they compare her to a country?
And an Arab one at that. Must be very distressing for you.
I tried not to read the stories. It's less painful that way.
Oh, yes, of course. Out of sight, out of mind. She's on a yacht in the Mediterranean. I believe the people who own the yacht are Greek.
Although the man she's meant to be romantically linked with is Australian, so at least that's something.
Even if he is a professional footballer.
Well,
But rest assured, we're keeping a close eye on the house while she's away.
Excellent.
After all, that's what neighbours ought to do, keep watch.
Especially when they're in the neighbourhood watch.
Yes. Let's go, or I'm going to punch someone.
That's the spirit.
I believe you're living in Hammersmith.
The gossip column said you were sharing a flat with a practitioner of alternative medicine.
A fine chap he is, too.
What on earth do you have in common?
Well, unmarried, isn't he?
Yes?
There you are, then.
Huh?
Political differences dissolved in the crucible of lust.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, the party leadership smiles on that kind of thing nowadays, doesn't it? Got to move with the times.
Actually, this is he.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, yes. Nice to meet you. What a surprisingly firm handshake.
Friend of Giles's is welcome in our garden for an hour or two. Let me introduce you to some people. You might enjoy meeting Percival.
Oh?
He's the one over there in the pink shirt and little leather shorts.
All right. Do you have a toilet handy?
But you haven't even met him yet. And I said any genuine refugee would be grateful to have a roof over their head, even if it were in a camp.
Yeah, most of them have Mercedes, you know, smuggled in from Albania.
Now do you see what I mean about the Daily Mail?
You're in, then?
Absolutely. A truly revolutionary act is essential.
Good man, I knew you'd come round.
Yes, I just must go to the loo.
Oh, Mr. Brandon, Giles, since you're here, I wonder if you wouldn't mind making one of your impromptu speeches that people on television seem to find so entertaining.
I'd be delighted.
Yeah, and take your time. This pigeon is really playing havoc with my stomach. I'll be back in a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot tell you what extraordinary delight it gives me to stumble across this Neighbourhood Watch fundraiser and be invited to say a few words. Which is why, ladies and gentlemen, The Neighbourhood Watch is the cornerstone of Britain's fight against crime. And why it's more than that, it's also an exemplar of what we, free-born Britons, value and do best, organise ourselves for the greater good.
Oh, God!
Yes, the Neighbourhood Watch is the latest link in the charm bracelet of our island history. There it dangles alongside the bowmen of Agincourt, the Home Guard, the firefighters of Rouen, and Wayne Rooney. It is indeed a proud heritage. And so, as Sir Winston Churchill once said to me, be proud, be free, be a neighbor. Keep watch. Thank you.
That was an inspiring speech, Mr. Brandon. A man of your moral standing belongs back in the House of Commons.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, yes. A surprisingly manly address.
Just goes to show, a man appearing in the papers in ladies' underwear doesn't tell the full story at all.
A lot of our friends were saying that in the flesh there's practically no air of pervert about you at all.
Hardly at all.
You're very kind. Well, we must be...
Just before you go, there's one thing that's been troubling me about your good lady wife.
Good lady ex-wife, Charles.
Good lady ex-wife. Yes, I was just looking at those photographs of her in the newspapers, which I happen to have here in my wallet.
Oh, God. Good. Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry, though. But, is it just me, or do her breasts seem bigger than they used to be?
I have really no idea. Well, I must be going. Have you seen my friend?
I think.
Ah, that'll be him. We must go and water the plants. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Nick, hang on.
Hurry up. There's work to be done.
It's not my fault. I think Sophie must have caught that pigeon at Porton Down.
She's changed the locks, but I bet. I've told you. If I've warned her about this once, I've warned her 1,000 times. And I'll just turn off the burglar alarm.
What if she's changed the code?
Don't be silly. She's a creature of immovable habit.
Oh. But clearly not that immovable. We better be quick. What are we after?
The silverware there, right. And that painting. Okay. You get the candlesticks. I'll raid the wine cellar.
Okay. Do you think she'd have any Imodium?
We don't have time for that.
But really, Giles, someone's coming.
It's all right. We know you're in there.
Oh.
Just act casual. Don't do the fetal position. It's a dead giveaway. Come on, Giles, get up. Come on, we're in a tight corner. Think Churchill, 1940, or Norman Lamont, 1992. Pull yourself together.
Take off the balaclava, you fool.
Oh, yes, good idea.
Ah, Mr. Woodman. Yeah. How nice to see you so motivated and alert.
Well, we thought you probably didn't know that she'd changed the codes.
And I thought you'd need some help. I've never known a man able to water houseplants properly without a woman's watchful eye.
Yes, of course. That's why we're here. I mean,
that's why we're here.
Yes. Well, I'll just punch in the code. That'll be the security company. Now, don't worry. I know the password. Pinochet is innocent.
Marvellous. Well, we must be off.
Once we've done the plants.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now, would you like a hand to the car with those heavy bags?
How kind. Just a few personal effects I told Melissa I was going to pick up. Thank you so much.
There we are. Just a couple more.
Marvellous.
Mind fingers, everyone.
Well, thanks again, and cheerio.
You said earlier you knew Churchill.
Well, I once had the honour of taking tea with him when I was at prep school.
How so?
Oh, it's a long story.
We'd love to hear it.
Oh, yes, come in for a cup of tea.
Oh, that's very kind, but it's far too late.
Can't even tempt you with the lure of a very fine malt whiskey.
I could make some sandwiches.
Very kind, but
I'd love a sandwich. I'm absolutely starving all of a sudden.
Well, that's settled then.
You're hungry?
Yes, hungry. And I'd love to hear that story of you taking tea with Mr. Churchill again, Giles. Every time he tells it, it's like hearing it for the first time.
You are a dead man. It was my first summer at prep school, actually, and I'd just been promoted to biscuit monitor.
I was a biscuit monitor.
But you never met Churchill.
No. Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Cookie crumbles. Apples, biscuit monitor, cookie crumbles.
Oh, I see, cookie in the sense of a biscuit.
See?
Did you have a successful evening?
We did indeed.
I need a very large drink. What were you thinking? Tell us the story of you and Winston Churchill.
Oh, you're speaking to me now, are you? Everything went fine, Sophie. And yet, for some reason, he chose to sulk in silence all the way home.
He could have got us both arrested. And worse, we were trapped with those people for 3 hours.
That's your fault. That story could have been done in 20 minutes.
Yes, it could. If I didn't have to stop every 5 minutes and wait for Mrs. Woodman to make you another plate of sandwiches.
I was starving. My stomach was completely empty. And anyway, stop sulking. It was thrilling, wasn't it? I got a real buzz out of that.
Is that what you call it? Let me tell you, Sophie, your pigeon packed a punch. But you're right, Nick. It was thrilling. I haven't been so excited since not since I played Scrabble with the Pope.
I need a drink.
I know. Let's go crazy. Pour a bottle of Krug into the claret jug.
Woohoo!
I can't wait to tell Melissa I drank it warm. Yes.
That's the kind of devil-may-care guys we are. Can't call me a pussy no more, baby.
No, of course not.
Yeah, what a statement of existential freedom.
Wait a minute. The paintings. Where have my paintings gone? And the TV?
My laptop.
Oh, yes. I forgot to say, while you were out administering revolutionary justice, burglars came. Took everything.
Did you call the police?
Why would I call the police?
It's your civic duty.
Oh, the burglars left a message. They said it might be possible for you to get everything back for a consideration. But perhaps I should pick up the phone, if it is my civic duty, and report to the authorities the details of this and of every other burglary of which I know.
What's your price?
They said if you waived my rent for a month and bung me some readies for the week's groceries...
This is blackmail.
That's my goddaughter.
Do we have a deal?
A deal.
Downstairs in the storage room. What? I am just being inventive to make ends meet like Nick told me. Oh, and Nick, I saw another beautiful pair of shoes the other day.
I am going to have serious words with you. Just as soon as I get back from the toilet.
Living with the Enemy was written by Giles Brandreth and Nick Revel and starred Nick Revel, Giles Brandreth and Gugu Mbatha-Raw. It also featured Timothy West and Pinella Scales. Original music by Ben Walker, the producer